Welcome to the Not a Regular Empath podcast with your host, me, Tiffany Purdy, happiness and spiritual mindset mentor for highly sensitive women and empaths looking to own their space with confidence and co-create the life of their dreams in alignment with the universe. To learn more, find me at www.tiffanypurdy.com. Hey guys, happy Friday. I am coming at you live from my kitchen on my iPhone recorder while I am sipping some lovely golden milk tea, or I guess it's not tea, golden milk, right? And it's a recipe from the beautiful Bianca Pennington. If you haven't checked. Okay, if you haven't gone to see Bianca yet, you absolutely should. All right, so I wanted to talk to you guys this evening, right? It's actually 11 p.m. as I'm recording this, and I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about how to do an intuition check, because so often we have learned to go into logic mode, and logic can be great. It can be good for helping us determine how to deal with situations. But also, very often, we are ignoring the other 99.9993, I think it is, percent of our body and mind that behaves without our conscious mind acting. So one of the ways that we can do that is to do an intuition check. And I invite you to ask yourself a question right now and let that question be something that is major, but not too major, if that makes sense. I don't want you, you know, asking yourself a life-altering decision right now unless you absolutely feel called to. But just think of something that has maybe been you've been struggling with for a while, you know, and try to conjure up how it feels, how you're feeling about that thing. And so, for example, I know that when I'm worrying maybe about a bill, right? I've got a big bill coming up and I don't know how I'm going to, you know, make the money for it. Okay, so that starts to create feelings of worry, feelings of frustration, feelings of anxiety. And I feel that in my solar plexus. I feel my solar plexus start to ache and close up. I feel my heart start to sink in. And often I will also feel my throat chakra sort of close up. I'll feel almost like a frog in my throat. And it's only when I started listening to my body and doing intuition checks that I really start to notice these physical cues. Your body is trying to tell you, you don't want to feel bad. Try to reframe your mindset. Try to come at this situation a different way. The way that you're doing it is not right. And so I notice that when I am feeling good, when I'm feeling aligned, when I'm making the right decision, my heart feels full, it feels open. My chest even opens up wide and my heart is open and inviting. My solar plexus feels again full, and it almost feels like butterflies, right? Like excitement. I feel feelings like gratitude. I feel feelings like, you know, the thrill, you know, anticipation. Those are the feelings that I know when I'm feeling those feelings, I know I'm pursuing the right path. So I encourage you today to check in with yourself and to ask yourself, you know, even when you're making what might seem like silly decisions, you know, maybe you're indecisive. I know I used to be incredibly indecisive, and learning how to check my physical cues was one way that I could really eliminate that indecisive quality about myself, you know. And it can start as simply as, you know, knowing what it is that you want to eat. You know, do you want to eat whole fresh food today? Yes, that feels good. That feels inviting. Do I want to, you know, gorge myself and eat, you know, cheeseburgers all day? Like, no, that probably doesn't feel that good. Maybe it was just one cheeseburger, right? That feels okay. I still, like, if I check myself that intuition, yeah, cheeseburger sounds good. Five cheeseburgers, that does not sound good. So, you know, just check in with yourself. And I would love to hear how that goes. If you want to drop in my inbox, I'd love to hear it. But until next time, I hope that you use more than just the 0.0003% of your brain that you're given, because you were given much, much more than that. So use it, magical girl. Love you. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope that you learned something valuable. And if you did, I would love it if you would hit the subscribe button and share this with your friends. And if you have a question that you need answered, feel free to drop an email into my inbox at hello@tiffanypurdy.com. And remember, that's Tiffany with an I at the end. I'll catch you next time.